Podtacular Customs and Call-In Show, episode 94 for the week of December 25th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Merry Christmas, everybody. What's going on? This is Fumo Chive,
This
is Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, and we have a special guest with us.
Yes.
KP.
Woo.
Yeah, KP, welcome. Welcome aboard. It's been a long time in the making.
Yeah, definitely, man. I guess all our constant emails and, you know, sending people to knock on your door all the time and phone calls in the middle of the night worked.
No, what did it was was a video I sent them one time, and he told me stop sending me videos like that, man. I'm at work.
Can't spam the work email, man.
I was like, whoops, sorry.
Busted.
It was two brutes mating.
Dude, that was the bottle rocket in the butt video too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I like sending some like
email, dude.
My...
Oh my gosh!
Like,
yeah,
like I was all right with it before that, but you know, once you cross the equator, as such, it's just gotta stop.
You cross the equator, man. The toilet is spinning the opposite direction now.
Yeah, no, I didn't cross. I see the kid with the bottle rocket up his butt crossed.
Well, you're the messenger, so.
Oh, man.
Well, anyway, this is the Customs and Call-In Show, and we're going to be talking about the top few custom games people sent in, top few jokes. We're going to be covering some voicemails narrated by Captain Crunk, and we're going to be talking about some tales from the foxhole. So, lots of stuff to talk about, and we got some things to cover before we get to that, but definitely want to welcome KP to the show, and appreciate you being on, man, and thanks for finally doing that. I've got some people that sent some stuff in, asking some questions. Killazilla was saying, I was just wondering what exactly do you do at Bungie besides writing articles for Frankie as he uses you as a coffee table for his mocha latte and does other lazy things. Do you do any coding or in any way help in the development of any of the games?
First of all, if Frankie used me as a coffee table, I need a step ladder to reach his coffee. But, no, for your sake, I don't do any of the coding, although I do have a little bit of background and experience in it, in the particular language that they use, but I'm in no way qualified to mess with anything other than HTML on Mungie.net. But, I mean, officially what I do is I write the features that you read on Mungie.net, and the other part of my job is going around the forums and talking with fans and engaging reactions to things and just general communications with the fan community.
Man, what cool, a job, man. There.
No, I wanted to ask him a question. When I had brought up the topic about when I spearheaded, I attempted to spearhead a campaign to play you guys and a Hump Day challenge, and I had contacted Frankie, but you had already saw it posted up because we were at our forums and stuff. So, you know, first and foremost, I wanted to thank you for, you know, getting that started for us. And I also wanted to know how did you get this job at Bungie?
Well, it's pretty simple. I just applied. Frank posted something about it. I mean, they identified it early on as a really cool job and said that, you know, a lot of people are going to be interested in this, so everyone should really give it a shot because everyone's got a chance. And I hesitated to apply, but eventually, it didn't take much. I mean, you got nothing to lose, so I put together a quick resume, which is really, really empty.
Yeah.
So I padded it with, like, a lot of goofy, random, funny stuff. And sent it in, and I'm not sure if it was specifically because of that. I'm sure the biggest part of them taking even a close look at me was all the community experience that I have with HBO and also running IRC.Mundia.org and just general community involvement. I don't think they can. Anybody else that applied had anywhere near the same amount.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely goes a long way. Oh, pretty sweet, man. Like they say, man, never know till you try, right?
Exactly.
So I'm sending my resume in tomorrow, and
perfect. You can take my job.
So do you still run that, the IRC.Bungie.org?
Yeah, sadly. It used to be my pride and joy, and now it's really just a mark of shame.
Wow. Gosh.
Why is that? Just lack of
ever people? Ever since that Podtacular channel moved in, I just don't want anything to do with the whole server anymore.
Wow, we corrupted the whole thing.
Yeah. No, actually, there's another channel that corrupted the whole thing, but we won't go there. They know who they are.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Shame on you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm still heavily involved with it. I still run it. I still randomly send out messages to the entire server that seem like they're being sent by a drunk man, but in all reality, I'm just retarded.
You get random messages like, I love you. I love you, man.
Yeah, and like, I'm not drunk, and where are my keys, and things like that.
Not drunk, man.
And idle threats.
Oh, nice, nice.
Well, hey, Immortal 3 sent something, and he was saying, what happened to the Bungie podcast? Did Frankie ninja it?
No, it was ninja'd by time, unfortunately. The two people that run the Bungie Cod podcast, which is Brian and Frank, Sketch Factor and Frankie, they're probably two of the busiest people at Bungie. Yeah. And half the time, one of them's in, one of them's out. And for those two to find like an hour to sit down and talk, you know, just with each other is really, really rare, because they're always doing a ton of work, as you can see by you know, the latest update to Bungie prior to the Bungie Weekly update, which is full of random images created by Frankie, which are basically the plays on the cats in your stuff images, that he's a very busy man. And he can't be bothered by such petty things as a podcast.
Well, you know, Podtacular can take over.
Oh, yeah.
That podcast, if you guys want, you know.
Yeah.
You know. Right. Available. We could just shift you from unofficial podcast to official, right?
There you go. Just drop two letters and we're all set, man.
Just throw you guys on the payroll and we'll be all set.
Yeah.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah.
Or the bada bing, bada boom. I don't know.
Delete a couple of letters and we're all set.
Yep.
Podcast is back.
with the catchy Bungie Kids song.
That was the best thing.
Which
ever.
I was actually singing the other day at work. Don't ask me why.
Oh, boy.
Dude, I couldn't believe that, man, that Marty did the music for that, the Flintstone Kids. I was like, I remember that song, dude.
Exactly.
To sing that. It's totally catchy.
There's another famous strong one. I believe he also did the Mr. Clean song.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. Dude, that's like the shortest song ever.
I know. That probably took him about a year, so that gives you an idea of how quickly Marty works.
That's what I was thinking about. It's like, because I remember you guys posting that, and I was like, he did the Mr. Clean song. That's like a whole song? It's like four words.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
And two of them are the same ones as the two before.
Just looped it.
Yeah.
No, that's cool, man. Yeah, Dalpex, he also, sorry, good.
Yeah, we still have plans to bring back the podcast. I mean, hasn't really gone anywhere. We still have materials for the next one. Hmm. It's just a matter of getting those two guys to get into the sound studio and actually be able to sit down and talk for however long it will take. So,
cool.
It's just kind of tough right now, especially as you guys know, the past few months have been really, really busy at Bungie. So, and I kind of doubt that. Not the next year or so are gonna really lighten up, but we'll get them out as we can.
Yeah, well, honestly, as a fan, I'd rather you guys remain busy doing what you're doing, And, you know, like you said, podcasts can wait, you know. People are going to listen to it no matter what. Just
Yeah.
keep bringing out that very crucial information to us that we can all drool on.
Bring out
You
the
know, some
drool
more
information.
documentaries will be good, you know? So.
So you're saying JV about Dialpex, saying?
Nah, he just he had a little comment here. It had nothing to do with KP actually. It was thanking all the participants for the Podtacular Community season that we had.
Oh, cool.
It was a 2006 Podtacular season, and he said they had a great time. Five different communities, over 20 teams, and over 95 members, players actually, and he said, special thanks to our Bungie friends. We are also featured on the front page there a few times. And congratulations to all participating, and especially Team Overrated for winning the great tournament. And he goes, again, thanks to all those who contributed by playing, helping to organize, donating a prize, or just being fair and a good sport. And he says, we appreciate you. Later, Dialpex. Was there prizes? I mean,
Yeah, I think, darn it, I can't remember who
I'm
donated
guilty
something
of
now,
not
but
really following on the season.
there was this dude that donated like these plaques, to where they're like these wooden plaques with like this metal engraved thing in the center that said, Podtacular season
Oh
champs,
man, that's
something
pretty
like
sweet,
that.
man.
Yeah, it's very cool. So
Oh, that's nice, man.
anyway,
Well, too bad we can't remember his name.
Yeah, I
Definitely would have
know.
given him a
It's like, don't! I spent all
well,
this
you know,
time on
thankful
that.
shout
Hate you.
out. Thank you, that guy, plaque guy.
Thank you, black guy. We love you.
Plaque guy.
We love your plaque. It's not
Your
about
plaques
you.
is the best.
So, hey, Butt Nacho asked something real quick. He's saying
But
we've been
not so.
recently debating the issue of super bouncing in the forums, and in an attempt to clear it up and win Butt Nacho some money. He'd like to know how KP feels on the subject of super bouncing.
It's cheating.
Oh.
It's not up for debate. It is cheating.
Cool.
Yes, it is.
You can report it using the feedback function. We don't have a way to automatically detect it like we do with mods. So our
Yeah.
best bet is really just you guys using feedback to report it.
Hey,
Yeah.
Really all there is to it.
speaking of feedback, what would you say to people that say feedback doesn't work?
I would say that they're very, very wrong. And
Another question.
I've seen it in action.
Cool.
Oh yeah.
The threshold is high, but it's less than most people think it is to actually have action taken on a person. I know a lot of people that have, I get a lot of the appeals, like people say that we banned them when we didn't, and especially for voice bans, because if people are being, just general jerks to people, they will get voice
Yeah.
banned, and we've seen that happen a lot.
So that probably answers my question, because you know there's a lot of racist people out there, and there's like clan names that are offensive and everything. I mean, is that what you do to people like that? You do a voice banning
That's part
when
of
you
it.
get
I mean,
complaints about
if
like
I experience
offensive names?
something, right, if I experience something like that, personally, then I normally report it to the proper people, and either they
Yeah.
get the voice ban or there's a name change or something like that. That happens, but that's, I mean, I really have to see those things myself. Like if somebody PMs me with the name of someone, I can't just, be like, hey, this person needs a voice ban.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't really work like that.
Of course. I mean, you can't prove it. You haven't heard it yourself, so.
Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Butt Nacho. Good question. I'm still waiting for somebody to come out with a Butt Nacho dip. But that's.
Don't think I'll be partaking on that one there, JVB. You'll be all alone at the party going, come on, guys, it's good. Give it a try, man.
This Butt Nacho dip is delicious.
Homemade.
Freshly made.
Oh, sick. Okay, anyway. Hey, we got some questions about the, both JVB and I got some rapid fire questions about the video documentary in Halo 3. I got one about the weapon that the, there was a weapon that there was a brute holding in the video documentary that was like purple on the top and bottom, and it almost looked like either a new kind of sniper or a turret or something like that. What was that?
It was either a new kind of sniper or a turret or something.
Okay.
I was just watching that because you mentioned it before you started recording, and I just went back and looked at it, and you can see at about, let's see, 5:17 him firing it, and he fires like 30 shots in about 2 seconds, so.
Wow.
That'd be a hell of a sniper to go up against.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I kind of doubt that it's a sniper, just based on that.
Well, I have a question, and it's more regards to what a lot of the people in the community were saying in regards to the graphics. A lot of people went ape doo-doo over the graphics, and we all know that, you know, it's in its early stages. What do you say to people like that that just go bonkers over, you know, graphics that aren't even, you know, in the final game, that, you know?
People that say that, gee, this game doesn't look finished, what the hell? I normally tell them, it's not finished. That's why there are placeholder textures, there are placeholder effects, there are placeholder models. I mean, it's, there are a lot of placeholders at this point, and I mean, aside from the actual... No, I wouldn't even go that far. I mean, nothing is final. Nothing that you see is final. And I mean, a lot of it is near final, but none of it has received the polish that it will receive with, you know, within the last few months before the game ships. So
exactly. And when will that be?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so when is that release date exactly? Okay,
PM. 2007.
Sweet.
Did you watch the trailer? Well, then it says it right there.
I had a question about, and some people had asked this about the difficulty. It seemed unusually easy to shoot down brutes with shotguns and, you know, other weapons, assault rifles throughout the trailer.
Well, the odds are the person taking that video was a video editor or an filmer himself, and as you know, they're, you know, those artists are kind of, you know, a little bit light in the shorts, so they're probably playing on the easy, you know, something like that.
Light in the shorts, dang man. Wow, all you guys are artists light out there, send your email to KP.
No, I would actually, I am pretty much sure that that's partly a function of the difficulty setting that they were playing on, and also the fact that the shotgun is pretty badass right now.
I mean, it could also be, you know, just basic testing the shotgun, you know, just videotaping it.
Yeah.
You know, like, or some,
you might not
some
have seen
people
the part beforehand where the brute was stuck with a plasma grenade, survived the blast, and then they went up with the shotgun and finished him off.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That's cool.
And I really like how they were showing, like, the animations of the brutes, you know, and how they, one brute, like, tackled a warthog from the side and, and lifted up.
Yeah, boarding.
Yeah, right?
That's not how brutes roll.
Boarding's for sissies.
They just flip things. They don't even,
and I like that because
they just flip things over.
Yeah. No, I like that because it shows just how brutal these characters are supposed to be.
That's the name.
Yeah. Hence the name Brutes, you know. So, and in Spanish, what happened?
The best adjective to describe them is their name. We should have thought of that before we actually named them Brutes.
Well, in Spanish is Bruto, which in English means dummy. So,
Spanish lesson for the day. Cool.
But
right.
Yeah. Of course. So then that kind of eliminates the mystery about that brute in the Halo 3 commercial that was standing in the middle amongst all those other brutes.
Winding
with all
the
fence.
Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that pretty eliminates that, right, as him being some uber brute.
Yep.
Exactly. Okay. Okay.
They're not called uber brutes, though. They're called chieftains.
Oh, Pwn, man. Sit down, clown.
Getting all technical on my ass.
Hey, I had another question, and this is about my big gripe with the man cannon. First of all, dude, can we please change the name? Please, pretty please.
No. Man cannon stays. Get used to it.
Man cannon.
You know you love the man cannon.
I don't know. I think that's JVB. He loves the man cannon.
I think you really want to be on the man cannon. You want to ride the man cannon really
get
hard.
On my man cannon, baby.
Dude, the man cannon is the new Wii, man.
See, I said that to my wife the other day, and she smacked me.
Can't imagine why.
So, hey, my of course, you know my big gripe with the man cannon is, like, when there's, like, this lovely thing that's, like, part of the surrounding area and part of, like, a building that shoots things, like, 150 feet up in the air and halfway, you know, across, like, a valley floor and has them just, like, land on the ground. How can that possibly be useful for anything? I mean, is it? Is there a use for it? That's all I want to know.
Yes.
Besides, like, launching Spartans in the air.
Yes.
Oh.
No?
Well, you can launch vehicles, you can launch fusion cores with it, and maybe it carries some other things.
Now, they said that, I believe it was, there goes my cell phone ringing. I forgot, one of them had mentioned the man cannon and testing a vehicle out. He said it only went a short distance. So you're saying that, yes, it
depends,
it is
actually, on how you hit it. If you hit it straight on, it can go, like, especially a mongoose will fly pretty far, almost as far as a Spartan, if not as far. And
wow,
right now the Warthog is pretty heavy, so it doesn't really go quite as far. It's a short and interesting ride if you're the gunner on a Warthog and they hit the man cannon.
Okay.
Oh, I could picture just the screen spiraling.
Yeah. People with motion sickness who play Halo and have a difficult time after like 30 minutes or so should probably not take a man cannon when they're gunnering on the Warthog.
Gunnering? Okay.
Yeah, that's gonna add a lot of
totally not a
interesting
word, but
tactics.
It is now.
Well, it is now. Gunnering.
Gunnerizing.
Gunnering. I'm going to go gunnering.
Gunneration.
Gunneratility. Hey, are there lots of
gunneria.
Secrets? Gosh. Leave it to JVB, man. Are there lots of secrets we haven't heard of yet in Halo 3?
No, we pretty much revealed everything that you're ever going to see in the campaign by this point. And those three multiplayer maps that we showed, those are it.
Yeah, just three, right?
You heard it here first.
Is that that new thing called sarcasm?
You could have just said no comment, you know?
I could have, but I'm kind of a jerk.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, you know, why be like everybody else, you know?
Yeah, well.
No, that's pretty...
That's some good gunneration there.
We're normally really, really secretive about... especially the campaign. Like, in Halo 2, it was actually kind of a bad thing because we were so secretive about the latter part of the game that people had false expectations of the game. They expected it to occur entirely on Earth when that wasn't ever the plan. I'm not really sure why they were disappointed that it didn't occur entirely on Earth, because if it occurred entirely on Earth, you'd never have seen all the breathtaking environments like Delta Halo and High Charity.
Mm-hmm.
But to each his own, I guess. But I think we're going to be a lot more careful with that this time around.
Yeah. And I actually thought that you guys did a great job of keeping single player, you know, under wraps. I think what really killed it was when, you know, there was a copy leaked out from France or whatever of the game, and people already knew.
French manufacturers.
So that's, I mean, a friend of mine was like, "You want to know what happens in the end?" I'm like, "No." So I was like, I mean, I actually stood away from the forums. All forums.
A lot of people do that. Especially because the attract video, which is what happens when you leave the screen idle for however many seconds, I think it's 60. They put that on the net, and I guess it confirmed flood, and it made it seem like you played as the arbiter, even though it didn't really show you that.
Yeah, yeah.
But
Well, one last question on this is that what do you think about Gears of War and competition for Halo 3 now that things are really starting to heat up? I mean, does that you know, really push you guys to be, you know, better, faster, stronger, and how does that work?
In a way, I mean, it's a very different game. I mean, it's totally different. There aren't a lot. I guess I wouldn't go that far, but I mean, there's not a lot in common between the design. I mean, it's a very different game, and it's over the shoulder, and it's you know, just very different, I guess.
That's
it's not like we're looking to parallel anything like the gameplay features. Even though I mean, it's a hell of a lot of fun, and I've I played through it on all difficulties so far, on co-op. But its success definitely drives us, and also they've set a new bar for graphics. It's a beautiful game.
Yeah, man.
Even if the beauty is destroyed, according to Cliff TV. But it's good stuff, and it's great that it's selling so well because it's moving Xboxes right now, and that's better for us later on. You know, more 360s out there, the more people will buy Halo 3. And be online and playing, so I can own them on the first day and get my level 500 million.
Now, real quick, now that you mentioned that there are a lot of Xbox 360s out there due to Gears of War, the Halo 2 maps that are going to come out in spring of 2007 that are exclusive to the Xbox 360 owners.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure you probably either have no idea or you do, and of course you can't say nothing, but will those maps be in other words, will those graphics be enhanced, those maps, will the graphics equal next gen graphics, or will they be you know,
well, you can't exactly go back and change the game engine, and also it's run on a 360, but it's run on an emulator on a 360, an emulator of the same hardware of an Xbox, so it's not really technically possible, I believe.
Okay, so it's going to use the same Halo 2 engine.
Of the extra horsepower available. It only gets to use one of the processor cores on the 360, I'm afraid. The other five are lonely.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I'm sure they're going to be good, though. I mean, we're definitely waiting with bated breath to hear anything else about that, so... Look, we're going to keep our eye on Bungie.net definitely on that one. And
I've seen some early stuff from it, and what I've played and tested out has been really fun, actually. It's good stuff. Max and Shishka down there have done a great job. I'm really pumped about it, and I can't wait for them to come out.
Great.
Nice. Come to
the game a little.
So it sounds like they're getting pretty far along, then.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But there's...
I mean, really, actually... You know,
a massive amount of tweaking and everything that goes into it. So.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. I actually got on Halo 2 earlier this week for the first time in a while because, you know, all these games coming out now. And, I mean, you know, you look at the comparisons in graphics when you jump from Gears of War to Halo 2. It's unfair to even compare. But, you know, unfortunately, your eyes are like, whoa, you know, look at the big difference. But then you go into the gameplay... You know, and you kind of forget about all that because the gameplay is so spot on and the action is, you know, perfectly balanced and everything.
Yeah, definitely.
I would agree. So, the important part is always the gameplay, not so much the graphics. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't see Halo 2 getting stale, but, yes, the maps are going to definitely, you know, be welcomed with open arms by the Halo 2 community. Yeah, and it's going to move a lot of units, too.
Okay. We'll see.
But it'll definitely help us since we're going to be waiting a while, for Halo 3, and we want to stay Halo fans, so that's going to definitely help. So.
Yeah, and it's funny, Fumo, because KP was telling me earlier that you and I are going to be one of the beta testers for those maps. So.
Oh, good to know. All right, yeah, thanks, KP. Oh, appreciate it, buddy.
I don't remember that somehow.
Well, you did. It was you said it. You might not remember it, but
It just didn't happen yet. It didn't happen yet. But,
Just for that, I'm going to add you and then ban you from matchmaking.
Damn it. Thanks a lot, Jamie B. Jeez, man.
Yeah, right. No voice for you.
No voice for you. Okay, well, let's get to some custom games we got here.
You can't beat the beat. I wonder if those aliens had insurance. And if they did, what kind of insurance would they have?
Let's start off with the top few custom games people sent in.
Are you made of leprechauns? Because that was awesome.
Let's see. Who wants to start this one off?
Alrighty, I'll do it. We have one here by Brent Gamer, a regular
Brent Gamer
on the show. He had a custom game called Alien Feud. He said it's a team-based custom game I've made a while back. Everyone starts out with a shotgun and a plasma pistol, and each person only has 9 lives, like a cat, right, Fumo? So, he said set the rules to no weapons or grenades on the map, no starting grenades either. And make sure that kill limit is set to unlimited. The first team to effectively kill off the other team using shotgun plasma pistol combo wins. The game type is better played on small to medium maps. Thank you, Brent.
Gracias. Gracias.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, we got one from Killazilla called Murder Mystery. This one is a little bit complicated, but still... seems kind of interesting, and I guess not too many rules. Well, anyway, he says, hey, guys, and KP. I guess he's saying you're not a guy, KP. So with that, dude. Hey, guys.
Right. Hey, guys. And KP.
And other. Anyway. Okay, he says, I have a great custom game that I love to play. It's called Murder Mystery. It's an FFA oddball game. Camo and super speed for holding the ball. Unlimited time and the highest time for holding the ball to win possible. Regular weapons on map and random starting weapons, both primary and secondary. Also, every person has 1 life. No shields or radar. It's best played on headlong. The objective is for the killer, I'll get to that in a second, to kill all the pedestrians without being killed himself. Okay, like real life. Great. to play... You have 1 moderator who picks who the killer will be for that game while in the pregame lobby. He does this by sending a message to the person. When the game starts, the moderator grabs the ball and turns invisible. His job is to make sure the game runs smoothly. Okay, so we get the idea. The killer is... We don't know who the killer is. The killer's job is to, kill everyone else besides the moderator without being seen. He can kill anytime he wants, but if someone sees him kill, they can kill him. If the killer is killed, then the game is over, and the person who killed him is the moderator for the next game. Oh, that's pretty cool. If a pedestrian kills another pedestrian, why are they pedestrians? Are they walking across the street?
Yeah, right.
The moderator either...
sick.
Yeah, really. if a pedestrian kills another pedestrian, the moderator either kills him or boots him, in which case he's invited back in for the next game. This is a great game because it requires stealth, patience, and a good eye for finding the killer. I love playing mind games with people. Like, I will walk them around the level and make good friends with them, and then we walk into a dark room when no one's looking. I kill them like Godfather style, nice and clean with no witnesses.
Yeah, that. I was gonna say that that must be like kind of builds up the intensity, because I could imagine going 20 minutes, and the killer's just being one of the guys. And
hey, come on, you're my friend. Come on in here.
Stop right here. I'm going to go take a leak.
I'll be right back. Pow!
Frankie gave me a cannoli.
Yeah. So.
All right. So what else we got, KP?
That does sound like a nice game.
Yeah, definitely. So, hello, KP?
Come on, do it, KP, do it.
You're up. Are you there?
What?
Wait, do you do that, that other one, that other custom?
Yeah, by that, you know, like, guy.
The Dick Cheney one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Zora777 submitted this one. Hey, Poddocular, I have a fun custom game. If you're a Republican, I'm sorry, but this game is called Dick Cheney. If you can't already guess, you have to kill your own teammates. Starting weapon is shotgun and no secondary weapon. The weapons on map are shotguns, and the first team to score a certain number, like use 100, wins. You must go into the negatives with the trail. You can also call this game quail hunting, except you shoot your best friend in the face.
Oh. I think that's quail hunting with the air quotes.
Wow. Try and see how much fun it is to shoot your best friend in the face. One thing you don't want to do, though, is boot people, because then you don't score as fast. Keep on fragging trucks until ba-bam to cricket gun, I said hi.
Yeah, dude. Where's ba-bam at? We got to get him out of here.
Yeah, right. Is Ba-Bam the Grunt going to make a special appearance in Halo 3?
Yeah, dude, that's what we want. One of them to be named Ba-Bam. That'd be sweet.
In Halo 3?
Bam! That's all we ask.
Exactly.
See what we can do.
That'd be cool. Like, one jumps out and he's like, Ba-Bam!
Ba-Bam!
He did it! He put it in!
Yeah. Dude, I'd be jumping up and down in my bed like a little kid. Squealing.
As long as it's not that you come down to my house with your wife, then it'll be alright. Yeah, throw you in the lake.
Throw you in the lake, give yourself some matches. Alright, so, alright, so let's get to some call ins here. It's time for our voicemails from Captain Crunk.
Captain Crunk.
You can't beat the beat.
We got company, guys!
Let's play back some listener voicemails.
Man, my gun is real hot. Kind of nice.
Okay, time for another voicemail segment. And, you know, it's been a while, so we're going to just get right into them because we've got a lot of them stacked up. And let's get right into this one about the season tournament and how you guys did good.
Hey, guys, this is Kyle's Rule, and I'm just calling in to say congratulations to Team Overrated for winning the season tournament. Congratulations to everyone who made the finals. And I just wanted to shout out to Les Omi for running the free-for-all tournament. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys next year. Good job with the podcast, and thanks for everything you guys do. Bye.
Hey, Podtacular, Skillzilla. I just never called in before. I felt, you know, since I've been here for a few months, I should call in and say congratulations to Team Overrated for winning the season. You guys are awesome. And also, since this will be after Christmas, Merry Christmas to everybody. And I hope you all have a Happy New Year. See you guys on live. Bye.
So, after Godtacular on Monday, I found myself playing a game against Gloomo Jive and company. I have to say, I would have given that medal called Best Game Ever to it, because, seriously, it was not even funny how nice people were in that game. Even when I died, I normally freak out. I was like Buddha all of a sudden. Yeah, Podtacular. I'm calling this Podtacularitis from now on. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, this is Wolf Long Poo. Yeah. The name is self-explanatory. Rock on. Anywho, I want to give a shout-out to Fumo and the Bible study that he started. I think that's a great thing. And right now, it is Monday at 4:25. If this gets made into an episode before next Monday, then I want everyone to go to his Bible study. Because, dude, who doesn't love Jesus? I mean, Jesus, it's awesome. Or if not Jesus, then the Old Testament, or whatever floats your boat. Anywho, just wanted to give a shout-out. Fumo, you rock. And thank you, everybody, for being cool.
Okay. Thank you, baby Jesus. Bye.
Hey, Podtacular, it's your secret admirer.
Oh.
Just wanted to say.
This dude again.
Captain Crunk.
Yes?
You got a pretty sexy man voice, too.
Oh.
I like it a lot.
Okay.
All and, right. Congratulations on Sumo for getting his new sexy 360.
That's hot.
Sexy.
That's hot. Yeah.
And Sumo's sexy, and so is JVB.
Oh. Okay.
They're all sexy men.
All right.
I love them.
Okay.
Keep on fragging them sexy trucks.
Okay, baby.
Goodbye.
Bye. Love you. Oh, wait. What? All right. Let's see. We've got some tales from the foxhole now. You guys, this is where you guys share your stories, and we play them for everybody else to laugh and enjoy.
Yeah, this is Minolta Man 1, and I'm bored, so I decided to give a call in.
Wait. That's not a reason to call in. No. Don't do that. Okay. Proceed.
I was playing Team Slayer on Ascension. There were five people on each team, and I was on blue team, and everybody left me. And somehow, I just got the rocket launcher, and I just kind of camped out down by where the Banshee spawned, and I just kind of stood out there, and I wiped everybody out. And I got all the way down, and it was like, and I beat them like 23-19. Yeah, it was awesome. Cool. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Bodvar Bjarke. I'm a new listener to Podtacular, really enjoying a good show. I just wanted to give you a tale from the foxhole. A bunch of us friends were playing one night in a private game, playing a game that we like to play a lot called Snipers and Rockets. On Beaver Creek, you cannot cross the river, cannot use the teleporters, and you have to try to take each other out across the river there. Well, the game was going kind of slow. It was 4-4. And a friend of mine said, you know, why don't we all get together and jump through the teleporter and ambush him because I'm bored. And we all said, good idea. Jump through the teleporter and blam, all four of us were instantly blown apart by a rocket launcher. Come to find out, my friend totally forgot that a guy on the other team was sitting there next to him in his living room sharing his Xbox. So he heard the whole thing and set up an ambush for us, and we all got trashed. That was really funny. Again, great show, and we'll be listening to you there. Bye.
Hey, Podtacular, this is RHCP Fan 12, and I have a tale from Foxhole for you. I was playing Team SWAT, and I know you guys are talking about how you hate how you get teamed up with the guys with the really loud music on their mics. And you're talking about the techno. I got some guy with, like, Arabian music. All right, keep up the good work, guys, and if anyone wants to play some Halo, send me a friend request. Bye.
Hey, Botsacula, this is SteelFang 117. I was just calling to give a little tale from the foxhole. The other day, I was playing a custom FFA with my friends on midship, and I was leading in kills. I was like up by 5 or something like that. I had like 15, and then I was going at blue base, and I was running up to pink, top pink, you know where that is. And I threw a random nade up there, and I got a double kill. So I ran up there, and I was just gonna walk up there and just kind of start cleaning up people from up top, and then two guys spawned down below me. Until I killed up them and got a triple kill, and then I got the other guy and got a kill tacular. And then another guy was coming up behind me, and so I threw another nade, took the shields down, and then shot him with the thing and got a kill frenzy. It was pretty sweet. Yeah, alright. Well, that was pretty much it. And I just wanted to ask Fumo a real quick question. When's the Bible study on from Podtacular? I was just wanting to know if I could get into that. But anyways, that's about it. Keep fragging trucks. Thanks.
Hey, Podtacular. It's Sarah Brown 117. Calling in with a tale from Foxhole. A couple days ago, it was me and my friends against some guy. It was like his name was like XMLGX Super Dude or something. I don't know. It was really retarded. And Thor's sitting there, and of course we own him in one of my friend's private pie. He's got a CTF variant, ammo CTF. It's fun. But so of course me and him own him, and then he starts complaining to us that we cheated and stuff like that. And then he says, okay, I'll take you 2-on-1, lockout MLG. And we're like, okay, so alright, so we have battle rifles, and we're sitting there, and of course he's a camper, so no wonder he's like owning us. We're sitting there, we have no idea where we are, and we get owned because he's a camper, and we were just pissed off, and you know, but we ended up winning because we fought back, and eventually we just booted him because he just got too annoying, because he was just complaining constantly about oh yeah, you know, I'll beat you and this and that. So it is funny, but you know, it's just some little noob complaining about junk like that. He was a level 35 though, so you know. All right, well, keep on fragging trucks, Spectacular. See you later. Bye.
All right, man. Now here's that is all the tales from Foxhole. Here's a call from a guy who's apparently been a long time listener. And I know you guys are out there, so let's hear from more of you.
Hey, what up, guys? This is Dick Crazed Homie. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm just here on my lunch break at my lovely factory job, where I just happen to listen to your podcast while I'm working. Not really supposed to, but you know how that goes. But I was just calling in, kind of leave a tip. When you're playing Legendary and you're trying to win the game, which is the obvious point of the game, but when you're playing it, make sure you equip your allies with weapons that, you know, you yourself would want to use, you know. You might not want to go into battle with SMG. Maybe you want to use a brute shot or a sniper rifle. This lets them take the weapons with you along the level, and when they use the ammunition, it doesn't take down from the ammunition, so you can pick it up later on if they die, or it's kind of like they can carry a weapon along. Pretty cool. Kind of like luggage, I guess. But I just want to call and say what's up on the tip show, and tell you Gears of War. Gears of War just came out. Badass game. It's kind of like my new reason to play 360. That's about it. My name's Stick Crazed Homie. Stick Crazed Homie, H-O-M-I. Other than that, I'm an excellent driver. If anybody wants to add me, I can drive a warthog through the streets of turf like no other. Fumo Jive, JBB, you guys are shit. Later,
oh,
peace.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, here's some custom games. Check them out.
Hey, this is CloneX and Darkfoot. We're staying up all night playing Halo. Well, as it should be done. But I am here to give a custom game. This custom game is called Kung Fu. It is a bonus SWAT with Magnum. No special rules. Teams, no teams, it doesn't matter. I finally got it. In a fun custom game. Rules. It's for all the noobs out there who can't play zombies and don't understand the actual rules of playing things as they should. Thank you, and good morning.
Hey, Potacular, this is Spartan1147 calling in. I'm calling to tell you about a custom game that I just made. It's called Water Poisoning. And what it is you play it on Beaver Creek with no shields, and you have starting grenades, a shotgun, and a plasma pistol. And what it is whichever base you spawn at, you have to stay there and just chuck grenades into the other team and hope that you killed and you can't cross the creek. Thus, water poisoning. So if you cross the creek, you get booted. But, or just, you know, Lee or something. And so yeah, and you can't teleport, you get to stay at your base, and then just lob grenades, and it's really fun. No shields, no motion sensor, shotgun, plasma pistol, and don't cross the creek on Beaver Creek. Alrighty. There you have it.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. And for all you guys listening, and maybe you want to check out some other custom games, be sure to check out our forums, because there are a lot of threads in there with a lot of great custom games that we've kind of built up over time. So check it out.
Welcome to GameStop, where you can buy, sell, use games. This is David speaking. How may I help you?
Do you have Prince Albert in the can?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, this is FullMetal126. I just wanted to leave a comment about that shield grenade. I think it might be a Sentinel shield.
Just wanted
to let you guys know what I thought. Thanks.
Okay. Okay. We'll be finding out soon when that beta comes around, huh? All right.
Hey, Potager, it's me again, Spartan1147, and Oedo Spartan, you know, Wandering Halo, whatever the heck you want to call me. I have many names. But the point of this is, I saw your thing on the website for callers submit tips for what you thought of the commercial. Well, I didn't really feel like submitting, so I called. I thought the commercial was really good. The Monday Night Football Halo 3 commercial was extremely good.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the shield doors and the
doors.
The old, newly remodeled assault rifle.
Yeah.
But I thought it was kind of weird how they were like sitting in a field at first. I was like, is this it? What the heck? But yeah, I guess I'm just bored. I thought I'd call you guys. So,
what'd I say about that?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to start some normal training here, so I probably should go. So
oh.
I can kick some butt.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Later, brother.
Hi, this is Hashira GDB. I'm calling with a new Halo 3 suggestion. I think it'd be cool if... Let's see, I gotta think of this first.
Oh, that's okay. Take your time.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool if you could actually interact with more environmental objects.
Uh-huh.
Like in Half-Life 2. If you play Half-Life 2, you'd know about the Havok physics engine.
Right.
It's uh-huh. One of the best physics engine there is.
So I hear, yeah.
So you can basically just pick something up,
uh-huh.
chuck it in an elite.
Right.
Of course, that wouldn't happen because humans and elites would have joined together to fight the prophets.
That's right. You're supposed to hug.
Another cool thing is for the ATV, if you can shoot your own one-handed weapon while you're driving it. Let's say a regular Magnum would do.
Uh-huh.
So even the driver can...
It's okay, man.
Drive-bys.
Breathe. It's okay.
I'll call back later for more.
Okay, bro. Later. All right. Who's? Okay.
Hey, this is Kevin. Podtacular. Crump's been putting on all kinds of different music.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is saying a Michael Jackson song yet.
Oh, really?
I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying I noticed that.
No, I think you like Michael Jackson.
Okay. Grunks, hear me, find someone.
Yeah, I think you like Michael Jackson. All right, here we go. I'm going to sing one for you. Ready? Okay. Let's go. Come on. Where's the verse? All right, here we go. Ready? Let's go. Yeah, right. Nah, you thought I was going to sing that? What? All right.
Hey, Podtacular, this is the Decode, and I've got a helpful hint for 360 owners. If the three red lights up here, do not panic. This is what you do. You take your 360, you turn it on, let the lights flash. You cover the holes with at least two shirts. Like, cover the hole completely so it'll get hot, really, 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 really hot. You stuff in some blankets and let it sit there for an hour. Okay, go back to it, take it out. It should be really, really freaking hot.
Like baking.
What you do, if you turn it off, check this. Turn it back on, and it works.
Oh.
This is a helpful hint brought to you by the Decode. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, it's like heat treatment. Yeah, okay.
I like pizza and Halo. I am eating pizza and playing Halo. I wanted to know if Bartacular would like some pizza, because I would order it for you.
Hey, can I get a large pizza?
Okay.
With extra cheese, pepperoni, and sausage?
Okay.
And can you have that sent to Killzilla's house, KILLA DILLA 54?
Okay.
Thanks, man. That'd be awesome.
And Halo.
All right, let's see. Here's an argument that I don't understand.
Hey, I just had a quick question. Well, not a question. I was sitting here in my friend's driveway, and you know, I was just wondering. We were having a debate on what would win, an energy sword or an indestructible penis. And my friend says the energy sword would win, but I said that the indestructible penis is indestructible. I would just like to know if anyone could get back to me on that, what they think will win. And okay.
Well, man, I say make love, not war, man. So there you go. Yeah.
Hey, Podjacular. BCW81 here. I have something to go out to Decidus. I know you're still out there, so you better listen up. You send in another one of those rants, and I demand you send it in soon. I like those rants, and I want to learn how to become a head French fry monkey.
Oh.
Okay. That's it. BCW81 out.
Okay. Later, dude. Decidus, where are you? All right.
Hi, Podtacular. It's Neo. I'm really angry at you guys because you didn't put my, my custom or my template.
Neo doesn't stutter.
Which is really annoying because it's on the show notes.
Right.
Read them. God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye.
You don't know Kung Fu either, do you?
Hey, all. This is the band, the Grunt. This is my first call-in. I haven't really bothered to send anything in. But, yeah, I guess since they've discontinued the tip show, we now send tips through this. I have a tip for basically any small map for Halo PC. Pick up the Needler and then go in a very tight space. And if anyone comes by, just slam it off of the walls and it should do its thing. Yeah. Well, this is the Bam the Grunt, signing off.
Okay, man. Thanks for sending that stuff in. Thanks for everybody for calling in and sharing your stories, sharing your tips and stuff like that. And, yeah. Check it out. I'm going to spin a little old school, Michael. All right. Check it out. If you want to call in, leave a voicemail, 206-888-HALO. That's the number. And, be sure to keep them short, about a minute or so, and that way we can get as many in as we can, because we love hearing what you guys think and how you like to see the show go. And man, I'm snap. All right, guys, I'll check y'all later. Don't go anywhere. There's still more.
Welcome back to Match Made in Heaven, the show where we set up Halo 2 players that have never met each other before to play against a random team in matchmaking. I'm your host, Brent Woolery. Let's meet our next pair of Halo 2 players that we've matched up. Jingle Bacon is a level 27 that enjoys sniping and romantic walks on Zanzibar Beach. He works for Greasy Grunt Auto Insurance, and he says he just wants to be matched up with someone that knows the difference between a rocket launcher and a brute shot. We've matched him up with XX Pwn Dizzle XX. Pwn Dizzle is currently at level 45. He claims that he's mastered every weapon glitch known to man, and he says that his motto is, if you disagree with me, I'll BXR you in the face. He plays mostly MLG game types and says he's been kicked out of 12 Halo community sites for excessive use of language and just being a jerk in general. So, Jingle Bacon, tell us a little bit about how the match went.
Well, it went okay at first. Pwn Dizzle and I met in the pregame lobby, and he said that we were going to play some Team Hardcore. I really wanted to play something simple like Team Slayer, but he kind of like yelled at me, so I let him start up the Hardcore match.
Maybe if he actually took the time to practice MLG 4 hours a day, he'd come to appreciate Team Hardcore.
Pwn Dizzle, tell us what happened once you got into the match.
I immediately started killing Jingle Bacon.
Why did you betray your own teammate?
Because I knew that he'd only be giving the enemy kills. I know that I can get back points after betraying a teammate, but I can't take points away from the enemy kill count. So I kept betraying Jingle Bacon and our two other teammates.
Dude, that is so wrong. You're supposed to be a team.
Yeah, and you're supposed to know how to double shot like everybody else Hardcore does, but you can't, can you?
Jingle Bacon, did you even get to play in that match, or did you have to respawn the whole time?
Well, after Pwn Dizzle betrayed me like the 20th time, I remember the other team actually killed him. I was able to play for the rest of the round.
So after he got killed, he quit betraying you?
No, but all his betrayals added up, and it took him like 5 minutes to respond after he was killed.
The guy that killed me cheated. He used a friggin' shotgun.
Well, Jingle Bacon, what's the final verdict? Is Pwn Dizzle going to be your new matchmaking partner for life?
Are you kidding me? I'd rather be matched up with an 11-year-old kid that's trying to play music through his headset.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have today. Tune into Match Made in Heaven next week for more matchmaking action.
All right, so thanks, Captain Kronk. Thanks, everybody, that sent those in. And you can send in more voicemails if you want at 206-888-HALO anytime. We'll play them back once a month
in
the custom Collins.
They have, not if they want. They have no choice, man. They have no choice. If you want a cement, pair of cement shoes in your size, you better send in something.
Mandatory. Customs. It's the law.
Do it.
It's in the Halo terms and conditions.
Exactly. Fine print.
We have Podtacular Night at the Apollo, where people sent in jokes. Many were bad. Some weren't.
Yes.
So we're going to say a few that weren't.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you guys start, because I couldn't find any.
Well, I got one from Scrawny Pale Male, who says...
That's a funny name.
Okay, well, first he says, you know you play too much Halo 2 when your math teacher calls on you to answer a question, and you try to press the white button to talk. Unfortunately, this has happened to me many times. So that's, you know... That's happened to us. We've heard that one before. But he also says, you know you play way too much Halo 2 when in the middle of class, you hear the beep, beep, beep sound telling you your shields are low. Then you hear a rocket launcher firing and you fall off your chair. This has happened to me once before.
Dude.
All right, dude. I got the name of the
nice... Pale Man. Is there something assisting this type of behavior here?
Perhaps you should see your school counselor about that.
dude.
About post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Oh, like man.
Getting back to the classroom after your Halo 2 sessions.
Yeah. I bet you when the teacher calls out attendance, he doesn't answer. And then she's like, why aren't you answering? He's like, because my name is John. The Spartan.
God.
Oh, man.
John 117.
I need a pencil. Test. I need a pencil. All right. So who's next?
Oh man,
we got the answer 03, right?
Oh man, yeah. Go ahead, KP.
All right. I'm almost. He's submitted some pretty bad ones, but then there are some that are just so bad that they're good. This one. Your mom is so ugly, she gives lessons at the Brew Community Center on how to look like a dirty ape.
Gosh! That's just mean, dude.
Step one on how to look like a dirty ape. Oh, man, you're
grin your teeth like me. Never wear her hair.
Bungie's still unsure on whether or not to make a vehicle big enough to fit your mom in it. It was also a pretty good one.
Nice. Oh, man. He also said, you know you're new when you try to use the charge-up plasma pistol to give the enemy players cancer. Oh, come. That's freaking retarded.
You suck at Halo when you start to get killed by the birds from campaign. Wow.
Aw.
Oh, how do you know your mom is playing Halo 2 on coagulation? Easy, there's three bases. Nice.
He goes, Killazilla, he says, here are some funny gamer tags I have run into on Xbox Live. Wakeless Cheese. Max Stoner 27. Armored Snowman. Who is Beer Man? Uber Weasel. Bob Jigglebelly. What? Jigglebelly.
That's my favorite one, dude. Bob Jigglebelly.
What's this? Al Capone. That's clever. An effing headshot. I don't want to say it. Did you eat dinner? That's... Parental mistake.
You were sniped by you. And, did you eat dinner?
And happy, screaming hippie. Oh, man.
Peace, love.
Dude, the best one is in Logic later on. He says, he found this one. This guy, his gamer tag is fat and naked. That's awesome. And he spelled it with Leet, so apparently there's more than one fat and naked.
I know, right?
I told my wife that, and she was like, that puts bad images in my mind.
What about butt snack?
Oh, nasty. Maybe it's nachos, man. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Butt snack, butt nachos. What is this world coming to?
Well, let's get to some Tales from the Foxhole before we get into some more of those nasty gamer tags, dude.
Yeah. One more butt not.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, we got one from... KP, why don't you start us off, dude?
Let's go with Ghost Riders. Wait a second. There's no map called Huge Ass. I'm not reading that one.
I think he was playing on the old PC.
All right. What the hell?
You owe me for that one, Ghost Rider, man. Just save your butt.
All right. Oh, man.
I was playing around on a map called Huge Ass one day with my friends. I'd taken off the password and let other people join, and that's how I got my stunt crew. So six of us would get in a Pelican, and the seventh guy would drive. Normally, I would sit in the sniper seat, and someone else would drive. The driver would point the nose straight up and keep going till he/she hit the ceiling. Like one of those invisible walls. And then the pilot called clear and I said go. I jumped and everyone followed after me. This seems pretty boring on its own, but it has been the scene for many funny events, such as telling everyone to stay in the Pelican and then covering it and everyone in it in C4, then jumping and watching the explosion.
Cool. Right.
Also, one of the things when the pilot jumps out, and we're stranded out in the middle of a huge map with no vehicles, and we're waiting for his thing to fall, which takes 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, I was worried about his thing for a second there.
Yeah, I was like, his thing's going to fall.
Yeah, exactly right.
Also, when it
after all,
night,
he's a he-she, so, I mean...
Yeah.
Gosh.
He-she's never proper.
Hi, guys, and KP.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Okay.
This method has also been useful to capture a flag. Sending a ship full of people and several jets, and then, yeah. Like, great, great literate there. Then, yeah.
You yeah, don't it. Bother finishing yeah. that off or anything.
Yeah. So Halo 3 starts,
then,
right?
Yeah.
And there you are, and then, yeah, you know.
So, yeah, pretty much. So, that's my yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Right on.
Yeah.
Halo 3 ends with a fade to black screen, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, we should put out a trailer like that for Halo 3. So there's Halo 3 game, and yeah, it's, yeah, pretty much.
Master Chief jumps down the cliff, middle of a bunch of brutes, and goes, yeah.
Yeah, the picture.
And then that's 2007.
So you're about to get your pretty much.
Get your year on.
About like that.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead, JB.
All right. Little Luke. He goes, just want to tell you a really funny story that happened to me in my sixth grade class. Jesus Christ. Anyway, we were just asking the math teacher about random stuff, and someone asked, do you have an Xbox? She said, yes. Then another person said, do you play Halo 2? And guess what she said? Yes. I just thought it was funny and that my math teacher has both Xbox and Halo 2. Thanks, guys.
Wow.
Should have gotten her gamer tag, number one.
Yeah, man.
And that's for her level.
We would have posted her right
but
here.
But since you're in the sixth grade, you wouldn't have that savvy. Yeah, so. That would be funny, though, if, well, I'm 34 years old, but if back in the day, a teacher of mine played a video game that I played, that would be funny.
Yeah. But you're too old now, so get over it.
Exactly. So.
A pretty awesome band teacher that played video games.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
That's cool,
let
man.
Us have a Halo Land. It was pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Dude, I remember in college, like, it got to, one. By the time I left, half the people in, like, every class were playing Unreal Tournament.
Wow.
It's like, dude, do you guys even want to learn? I mean, what the crap, man? Sitting here having a giant LAN party in every class, and they're like, oh, crap, oh, sorry.
Dude, college isn't for learning. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We got one from Brent Gamer, who sent in a epic installment of Brent Gamer's Tales from the Foxhole.
Wow. Of course. And what else would he do?
Definitely epical. It was a Friday night, and like everyone else that has a life, I was playing Halo 2. My team and I were on Terminal, and we were watching the train hypnotically, watching for it to stop so that we could board it and hitch a ride to the other side. Much to our dismay, it did not stop. Huh, big surprise. But one brave soul did jump out in front of the tracks and got hit. He made it to the other side of the map, as we had planned, but a dead guy can't exactly capture an enemy flag. In a desperate attempt to try and win, we loaded up the Warthog and started our voyage to capture that glorious piece of red cloth attached to a metal pole that our enemies had been so guarding with their lives. Wow. Okay, halfway there, we decided, man, this is an epic tale here. We decided that it was a good time to stop and take a whiz, so we did. Yellow stains still remain in the wall of the abandoned train terminal. Along with the phrase, Dr. Brent Dizzle was here for shizzle, etched into the floor. Etched into the floor? How did you etch it, man? What do you have, acid?
I know, dude. I guess in the power future washing. When you're a Spartan.
Power washing. Dude, yeah, because got a pressure washer, man. Dang.
Yeah, dude, with all the, you know, the enhancements that the Spartans got to go through and everything. Hey, man, down there, you know, you got to urinate. Imagine the pressure.
I don't think there are any plumbing implants.
Plumbing implants.
Plumbing enhancers.
Yeah.
I have to take a leak.
Headshot.
Oh, man. Plumbing enhancements is right on that. Okay, so we finally reached the other side of the base, only to find that our enemies were engaged in what appeared to be a rousing game of Yahtzee. Rousing! In my mind, I remember what KP had always said. If you find your enemy playing Yahtzee, well, use a needler to attack their weak spot for massive damage. Nice. Authentic Yahtzee games with crabs. And then when I remembered that I was still fighting and KP's incoherent blabbering would do nothing to assist my team and me. So I ran in with only my SMG in my hands. Everything after that is still a blur to me. I remember Yahtzee dice being thrown at my visor. Ouch. Although it only did a slight amount of damage. I also remember being pinned down by five enemies and by a stroke of luck finding a needler beside me. KP's words rang through my head yelling, use the needler, Brent.
Aww.
And after a few shots with the needler... It's your only hope. The entire enemy team exploded. And instead of raining blood, chocolate pudding burst out of the exploding enemies. Looking back, based on how terrible... Gosh.
Oh, man.
And this goes on. Looking back, at how, based on how terrible it smelled, it might not have been chocolate pudding. Moral of the story...
Once again...
Is that if KP tells you to use the needler, listen to him, for he is an overflowing fountain of useful information.
Wow, that's so flattering. Thank you very much, Brent.
Once again, Brent Gamer sends us an epic story while sitting in his toilet.
I guess eating chocolate pudding.
Yeah. See, I told. Remember last time I mentioned that he writes and you know comes up with these things while he's in the toilet. So mm-hmm. that explains the chocolate pudding.
There you go.
And that explains the urine.
Doesn't explain the Yahtzee on, though, dude. Unless he plays Yahtzee on the pot.
Hey, he could be playing with his own dice if you know what I mean.
Oh, God, no.
Anyway.
Anyway, I'd rather hear the white wizard going, "Run, you noobs."
That was pretty cool. Run, you noobs. Nice. Oh, run, man.
Gandalf.
KP. No.
All right, so we got some more. Who's next?
I have no idea how KP looks like, but now I just picture him with a robe and long white hair.
It's like a Jedi Master, dude.
That's
yeah, right. Oh man, KP one Kenobi.
So KP, why don't you get the next one for us here? I don't know where we're at, but whichever one you want to get.
Next one was already read.
Well, the one after that are
Morocco Spy.
We can just skip
back
around.
Back in the day, I was on the 64 of the Mario Kart. I had a nightmare that I was in eighth place and everyone was watching, and I was going in reverse, and that my little floating guy with the reverse sign was in my face.
Oh my god.
Go ahead, this is the best part, dude. This is the best part. Go ahead.
I was probably like 10 or younger at the time, so when I woke up, I ran to my parents' room and told them.
Ah, Mom, Dad, I was going backwards on the... They're like, shut up, go back to sleep.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That's awesome.
That's funny, dude. All
right.
No, there's actually... one last one that from True Soldier 38. He goes, "Hey, Pottagula, this is True Soldier 38. First, I want to say thank you guys. No, that you guys are great. You introduced me to the Halo community and showed me that there's more to Halo than just playing customs with my friends. Thank you. You're welcome. So I have two tales from the foxhole. Actually, three. A few days ago, I was playing Team Snipers on Headlong. It was at the beginning of the game, so everyone went to the third floor of the green building as usual. I got there after the first fight was over. I walked up the stairs to hide in the back of the corner where the sword usually spawns. There was a red guy trying to do something with the boxes. He might have been trying to make a bunker or something. Anyway, so I walked back there and shot him in the head, and he was punching the boxes. Huh? Oh, as he was punching the boxes. I killed him and looked at the top of my screen to see a snipe kill metal, but instead it said splatter the guy. That happened to me a lot. I didn't think I read it right, so at first I looked it up online, and sure, under my Team Sniper game, it said I got a splatter kill, I guess. A splatter him with boxes. He goes, "I would also like to share my first kill frenzy. I just got Xbox Live last month. It was so easy, I was laughing. I was playing a game of one bomb assault with a buddy on Relic. I was showing him the easiest way to arm the bomb on that map. We scored easily, and soon it was 2-0. That was obvious the last round. We were defending. I grabbed a ghost and drove over to the beach and destroyed their warthog. I started to go back to our base, but decided not to. I came back, find two men with the bomb running right to each other towards the base. I ran them both over, got a quick double kill. I turned around, and there was a guy coming at me with rocks. I hit him too. My friend watched from the top of the base, and I ran four guys over and got a kill frenzy and five splatters." Okay. Cool. Well, welcome to Xbox Live.
Yeah, really, man.
And, thank you for, joining Pottacular, and keep listening to the show. And keep sending
love
money.
You, man.
At least he didn't talk about poop and
chocolate pudding and Yahtzee, yeah, man. Yahtzee, oh, gosh. Man. No.
Yahtzee. Man, that Brent gave me something else. Yeah, dude.
Well, man, we got more, but we're running up against.
Yeah, we got a lot of
time. Yeah. And KP is dude, he's with his family in Connecticut over his Christmas break, and he was gracious enough to join us on the show, which was, you know, very cool, especially being so. Much obliged, man.
No problem. So, my pleasure.
Yeah, man. Definitely our pleasure, man. Like I said, it's been a while since we've been trying to get you in here, but finally it happened, and it's been a pleasure.
Also want to give an extra special thanks to Laird, who got us this interview with KP. Thanks a lot, Laird. You rock, man. Yeller, hey, you're welcome back on the show anytime, man. So we hope to.
How's next week?
Right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
That qualifies as any time. Yeah.
I'll one day, I don't know, maybe I'll come on by mistake.
No, I'll definitely drop by again. It's been a lot of fun.
Great.
Yeah. There's definitely going to be a lot of, I mean, as anyone would know, you would. It's going to be a lot of Halo 3 activity from now to release, so it's always going to be something to talk about, which certainly helps Spectacular, you know?
Yeah, well, hey, it helps Halo 3, which we're all kind of in it for, so good deal. Mm-hmm. So, hey, guys, send in your comments, et cetera, to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions every week to keep the show going. As you can hear, we've been changing up the format to keep things fresh, and keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show. By the way, I mean, I know we have we still have a pretty good amount of listeners to the show. We've been keeping an eye on the numbers and everything, and the show's still, you know, doing great, especially since, you know, Halo 3, and you know, that's what we can kind of attribute everything to, because we're all excited about that. But I just want to mention real quick on this is to, you know, we appreciate you sending in stuff for the show each week, because, you know, I think a lot of people have kind of, it's probably due to the, especially with the holidays and Christmas and everything, is, you know, people are busy and stuff. So it's like, and they're traveling and things like that. But, you know, we appreciate when you send stuff in, because it makes it to where we have something like to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, you can also call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on Customs and Call-In Show.
Yeah. And be sure to check us out at podtacular.com.
Yeah.
And while you're there, check out the forums. Yeah. There's a lot of buzz about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, yeah, and new Halo 2 maps and other stuff. What the hell are we talking about?
Oh, man. And
yeah.
Thanks to all the thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or the website, contributing to our PayPal to help us with a hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and viewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys. And there's a few shout outs. I want to give a shout out to Chris Palladino. He sent me a retarded message on Xbox Live with he actually sent me a picture message. He's holding a can of creamy peanut butter and he's singing Christmas Merry Christmas song. I like, dude, that was awesome, so I'm giving him a shout out.
Cool. well, yeah, shout-outs to Cal's Rule, CB Game Freak, Crimson Rice, Vice, and Jordan JR. And until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
I'm KP.
The house.
Keep on fragging trucks.
You can't stop.